Today.
The other night I tripped a nice continental trip to Biden Mountain, sitting in a line, Leonard Bernstein, Leonard Brasnap, Lenny Bruce and Lester Banks, birthday party, cheesecake, jelly bean, boom, symbiotic patriotic slam, but neck, right?
Everybody, America Now, Barb Adams, J.B. Young, and our guest tonight is Stephen Myers of the Pharaoh's Pump Foundation and author of The Lost Technologies of the Great Pyramid. And you can check those out at thepump.org and stephenmyers.org, M-Y-E-R-S. And if you have any questions or want to join in, or if you have an opinion about why we need to be looking back or should we be looking at these ancient technologies, to get us away from that which we are enslaved to now, being petroleum, give us a call, 800-259-5791. Again, 800-259-5791. Stephen, I want to ask about the casing stones. I guess not very many of those remain, correct?
That is correct. There's just a few casing stones left. They were removed, the story is. About the year 1000, there was an earthquake in the area, and the casing stones were quarried from the Great Pyramid to rebuild Cairo. That's the story about them. But they are very large, some weighing up to 16 tons, and they, again, are extremely precise in how they were cut on all six sides and cemented together.
Wow, that's interesting. That 16 tons, that just boggles me.
That's lightweight compared to the rest.
Yeah, really. Okay, without the casing stones, though, did this then affect the pyramid itself? Does that affect the rest of the pyramid without those casing stones on it? Is it going to affect how it deteriorates?
Certainly. The stones are weathered, the interior stones, and deteriorated the condition now on the outside. Much of that weathering and damage is caused by pollution in that area. But the casing stones were mainly used for the construction process. They allowed the pond on the construction site to be used to set the stones in place.
Hmm. There was a survey conducted, correct, early 20s, 1925. Did they not find an actual original builder's mark engraved in, was it the pyramid?
Well, there's several marks. When you say mark, it's hard to tell. In the descending passage, there is a scribe mark that some people attribute to being significant or profound. Also, on the outside, there are indentations, but right in the stone itself, in the bedrock. Excuse me, right in the bedrock, there's four sockets where the corner casing stones were. Actually, there were paving stones under the casing stones. But anyway, So I believe that's the coal expedition that did the work that you're talking about in 1925, but there are some very precise excavating and laying of the foundation, that type of thing.
Those marks then, have you or anyone else then been able to decipher exactly who the original builder were?
Okay, the original builders, that's who, and that's not the focus of our research.
Okay.
The focus of our research is both how it was built and why.
Okay.
But who built it is easy to find out. What you need to do is find a culture or a civilization that can make the components and move the components to create the Great Pyramid. And it doesn't appear that the ancient civilization that we call ancient Egyptians, it doesn't appear that they are able to do that, if Egyptologists are correct. Probably Egyptologists are not correct, and the ancient Egyptians, and also possibly a civilization earlier, had some very high and sophisticated technologies that allowed them to cut the stones and to move the stones, and they understood how to build this sophisticated water pump. But the issue is not who built it, but how us in modern times can use that technology. It's like if you get in a car wreck and an ambulance shows up. You don't really care if it's a Ford or a Chevy or who built it, you know, or where, or who the names of the workers were. What you want to do is use the technology of the ambulance to help you. And we want to use the technology of the Great Pyramid to help our modern civilization, which is suffering because of our choice of energy systems that we're using.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, but isn't there also that fascination? I mean, I'm fascinated with wanting to know about this advanced civilization. Who were they? Where did they come from? How'd they get there, and why they decided to do this and share this information, obviously?
Yeah, that's true. It is very interesting, but it's a side note to the focus of our research. Possibly the Great Pyramid is much older than we're led to believe. I know that Robert Schock, who is the geologist that says the Sphinx is much older than we think, there's reason to believe that the Great Pyramid is possibly much older than we're led to believe. The sequence of construction of the pyramids could be much different than what Egyptologists have told us. They are certainly not very adept at any type of technical issues. You know, they can't demonstrate anything that they say. So there's much of what they say is suspect to being in error. So when the Great Pyramid was built, could have been much earlier, could have been before the last catastrophe. Some people believe that the Earth has suffered some catastrophes through antiquity, and it could have been a civilization that was before the last catastrophe. I know traditional Christians believe that there was a flood, so the Great Pyramid could be pre-Diluvian, possibly, in its origin. But again, those are very fascinating issues, and those are addressed by certainly other researchers, but it's not the focus of our research.
Right, and when you start talking about those catastrophes and things, and we're talking about water and an advanced civilization, of course Atlantis comes up. People start, you know, and that's been another one proposed as having maybe possible connections there, as have been, you got the theories, even the alien, the ETs, aliens, you know, the ancient astronauts.
Certainly. So, and the reason why people ascribe theories about aliens with the Great Pyramid is because on a technical level, the Great Pyramid exhibits some extremely high examples of high technology, the precision of the stone cutting, how they were quarried, and the placement of the stones and other things are extremely highly technical issues that some people say, oh, well, ancient man couldn't figure that out. They must have had help with aliens. But the source of the knowledge certainly is interesting. But
is
most important is for us to use this ancient technology to help our modern world.
I agree with you. I agree with you totally there, Stephen. All right, America Now continues after this commercial break. Say, everyone is gay. What else could I write? I don't.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
If you've used the drug Reglan, or its generic form, metoclopramide, please listen carefully. Reglan has been shown to cause serious neurological side effects, consisting of involuntary movements of the face, limbs, and other body parts. If you or a loved one has suffered this condition, call the New York and New Jersey law firm of Oshman and Mirasola at 888-730-DRUG. That's 888-730-DRUG for a free consultation. Call 888-730-DRUG. That's 888-730-3784. If you've taken the contraceptive Yaz or Yasmin, please listen carefully. These drugs have been found to cause blood clots in the body and gallbladder disease. If you or a loved one has suffered these side effects, contact the New York and New Jersey firm of Oshman and Mirasola at 888-730-DRUG immediately for free consultation. Call 888-730-DRUG. That's 888-730-3784. Again, call Oshman and Mirasola at 888-730-3784.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
There's a wide range of stuff on here.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Genesis.
To think I might not see those eyes makes it so hard not to. As we say our long goodbye,
Welcome back to American Hour. Guest tonight is Stephen Myers. We're talking about lost technology of the Great Pyramid of Giza. Give us a call at 800-259-5791. We'd like to hear your thoughts on this topic tonight, 800-259-5791. When we left off before the break, we were talking a little bit about who may have built the pyramids. And I kind of agree with you, Stephen. It's, you know, that you could argue that endlessly and decide, well, it was the Egyptians or it was the Phoenicians or it was some people from outer space or, but, you know, you could argue that endlessly. And I don't think it would be anything but a point of trivia of interest. Whereas the research that you're doing is saying, what technologies did they use and can we figure some of them out? And which, in my opinion, would be a lot greater use to us. As interesting as it may be to figure out who built them, it would be more interesting to try and recapture some of the technology.
Thank you, JB. I appreciate that. Yeah, we're starting with a clean slate. You know, we're not worried about pharaohs or his hat, or we're not worrying about mummies or religion or symbolism. What we understand is that big, heavy objects were moved from point A to point B and assembled into the ancient wonder of the world. And we want to understand how that was done, and it's much more sophisticated than people are told. And we also want to understand why they did it. The largest structure in North America and the most expensive structure in North America, that's the United States and Canada, is a water pump. It's the Grand Coulee Dam in central Washington, and it makes a lot of electricity, but its primary purpose is to pump water. It's a self-powered, self-enclosed water pump, and it pumps a massive amount of water, more water than most rivers, and it irrigates much of central Washington. And the Grand Coulee Dam is the largest structure, and it's a water pump. In Africa, the largest structure in Africa, I ask people, what is it? And a lot of people say, oh, the Great Pyramid or whatever. No, the largest structure is the High Aswan Dam. Largest and most expensive structure ever built in the whole continent of Africa. It makes electricity, but that electricity is used for a huge irrigation project that irrigates much of the area of around the Nile that would have never been irrigated without the High Aswan Dam. So modern mankind builds massive structures by rivers to irrigate.
And I believe the Three Gorges Dam in China, when that project's complete, will be the biggest project ever built anywhere.
Yes, it will be. It'll be the largest structure ever built. And a modern 21st century structure, but it uses ancient technology of water locks. So yes, and much of that electricity will be used for irrigation besides flood control. But modern man needs infrastructure to pump water. Ancient man needed infrastructure to pump water. And that water was used for irrigation, to power heavy machinery, to do experiments. You can make compressed air with water and a whole host of things. So it's interesting research. I'm really engaged in it, and it's been a lot of fun being part of this foundation. And you know, we have a lot to do to redevelop what the genius is figured out a long time ago, but that's what we're trying to do.
Stephen, why is it that you think that they built a pyramidal structure rather than, it seems to me, it'd be something more simple, would just to build maybe a square or rectangular structure?
Well, it in effect it is square, but the sides bend in. In fact, the Great Pyramid is very similar to four hydroelectric dams back to back. If you go to these straight dams, like the Grand Coulee Dam, which is straight across, the face of the Grand Coulee Dam looks very much like what the Great Pyramid would have looked like with the casing stones on it. So imagine four dams all back to back, and you'd have the Great Pyramid.
Ooh, wow. That's really interesting. Yeah.
It is interesting.
it's just hard to fathom this in a very different way, thinking about this. But, you know, especially when you compare it to, say, something like the Grand Coulee Dam. But when you look at that, we just pulled a picture up, actually, of the Grand Coulee Dam, and we're looking at it now, and then kind of, you know, being another hydroelectric gravity dam. And that's basically what the pyramid was. It was a gigantic water pump, and obviously gravity would be playing into that as well.
Certainly, and that's the face of the Grand Coulee Dam looks just like the Great Pyramid. I live in Oregon, so I've been to Grand Coulee several times, toured the dam. It's marvelous. Enigmatic passages, 99% solid, just like the Great Pyramid. It certainly operates different than the Great Pyramid did, but the result was the same. And the result, even in central Washington, which is desert area, the result is they turned the desert into a garden. They turned subsistence living into prosperity. They turned empty stomachs into full stomachs. And that's what the Great Pyramid is a prosperity machine. And it did the same thing for the civilization that built it that we did when we built the Grand Coulee Dam.
Yeah, I can see that totally. Was the area not around the Nile, though, back when the pyramids were being built? Obviously, there was more water. Was it not more fertile then at that time?
Well, when you say at that time, that's when the Great Pyramid was built. Before the last ice age, that area was much more fertile, or much more rainfall, we're told. It was more like a savanna, that type of thing.
Right.
But it doesn't matter if you have a lot of water in the river. You need the water out of the river onto your farmland.
Right.
And that's the rub.
Yeah, well, we've got another commercial break coming up. When we come back, I want to ask you about the alignment of the pyramid with the stars. When America Now returns.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name-brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight, that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, glucosamine, chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's three-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling four-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The Great Pyramid at the Giza Plateau, and our guest tonight is Stephen Myers. And if you've got any thoughts on this, come on, I know you're out there listening and thinking about this one. There's a lot to think about on this. Give us a call, 800-259-5791. Again, 800-259-5791. Stephen, before the break, I wanted to ask you, what about the argument that the pyramids are aligned with certain star constellations? Does that fit with what your research is, or, you know, or does it contradict that, or what's your thoughts on that?
Well, the Great Pyramid has four vents. It's the only pyramid in the world that has vents, two out of the Queen's Chamber and two out of the King's Chamber, and they point up and towards the sky. And there are a number of authors that have gotten a lot of mileage out of saying that they point to significant stars. And certainly they do. That is, there is a correlation between the vents pointing to stars and the stars themselves.
So what are those correlations then?
Well, that they do. I mean, if you could look through the vent 4,500 years ago, it would point to stars that are deemed significant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, obviously things have shifted a little bit now. But, okay, so is there significance there for you that they would have pointed to those or not? It's just a coincidence?
Well, it's certainly interesting that they do point up. There is a correlation, but the question is there a causation? Was the intent of the original builders to have those vents point to those stars? I know they don't point to those stars now because of the precession of the equinoxes. Right. The constellations, you know, move across the sky in a cycle that's 29,500 years. They move across the sky. So they the vents don't point to the stars that they say they did 4,500 years ago. But anything that points up points to stars. The Statue of Liberty wears a crown with seven spikes. All seven of those spikes point to stars.
Well, okay, that's a good point.
Okay, that's a good point.
Point well taken.
The pencils in my pencil cup here on my desk point to stars. You know, everything points to stars. It points up. Every flagpole on Earth points to a star. If it's on Europe, United States, South America, the North Pole, they all point to stars. But is there a causation that, is there a causal relationship? And people that have that theory say that there is. Can you imagine the Pharaoh telling the designer, I want the vents to point up, but I don't want them to point to stars? Well, it couldn't be done.
Well, yeah, that's.
I guess maybe what Barb and some other people listening might be thinking is, could there have been a multiple purpose type thing with the pyramids where, yes, it's this water pump, but also at the same time it served some kind of symbolic function in their astrology or religious belief?
That would be a good idea. But what would be the what would be the substantiation for that idea? Well, the people that have that idea, they substantiate it by quoting from the Book of the Dead or whatever. Well, what does the Book of the Dead have to do with the Great Pyramid? Well, they just say because it's symbolic or religious or profound or whatever. So, you know, it's tenuous, the substantiation for the vent star theory, I think.
What is it that you think the other pyramid, what purpose did it serve, the other one nearby?
There's a large pyramid next to the Great Pyramid, and again, that's beyond the scope of our research, but it's hard to say. It is much less complex, and has different, the sides are of different angles than the Great Pyramid, that type of thing. I wouldn't even say that the same culture built both of them. So it's just hard to say. It's not whether or not the other pyramids are water pumps to substantiate if the Great Pyramid was, but it's that the Great Pyramid was a water pump. And that's the focus of our research. So, but getting back to the star vent thing, I don't want to get past that.
Yeah.
The sides of the Great Pyramid where they meet create a line. Okay, there's four lines. Those four lines point up. You could stand at the base of the Great Pyramid when the casing stones were in place. You could look up that line towards the stars. Is there a significance about that? Well, give somebody a month and doing some research, and he can develop a whole theory about that. The vents, you can't see or look through to see the stars. So it's hard, you know, it's hard to say. The Queen's Chamber vents were closed by the original builders on both ends. So how that worked symbolically or whatever, it's very hard to say. I mean, it's very tenuous. And when people say, well, the Great Pyramid was built when those vents pointed to those stars, well, those vents point to a whole bunch of stars across the sky. You can dial in whatever star you want it to point to because of the precession of the equinoxes. So there's a lot of issues about that. A lot of people like that idea. But when you really get into it, it's you know, it has some problems, if I may be so bold to say that.
Well, you certainly may. The thing is, it's also that the vents, you know, like, what's the purpose if this is the only pyramid that has the vents? And if they're not really there for air circulation, you know, then would the likely explanation be something else? associated with moving the king's spirit to the heavens or something along those lines. I don't know.
That's what some people say, but those people can't even make one casing stone. No, the King's Chamber vents, we feel, was the output of the Great Pyramid water pump, and that's where the water exited the Great Pyramid.
Oh.
And we believe that the Queen's Chamber vents were used during construction. So, and that complicated process is described in my book in actually great detail with illustrations and all of that. So, what I feel the purpose of those vents were for.
Wow, so the water's actually being pumped all the way up to the very top and coming out at the top then.
The top of the vents, if you will.
Yeah, top of those vents. Now, those vents are at the top, close to the top.
They're on the sides, of course, okay. They're way up there high, that's for darn sure.
Boy, that's quite a pump then to... one heck of a, that would have been a lot of water being forced out of there then?
Right. Two 8-inch square pipes, if you will, water moving through it like a fire hose.
Wow, that's interesting. Okay, America Now, we will continue after the break with Stephen Myers.
You said you'd take me nowhere. I said that suits me just fine.
Work from home. Yeah, right.
Yes, the typical make money from home scam has become a cynical laugh in this country. But for only $5 a month, this home-based business is anything but typical. Finally, a business we can all afford. AtHomeRevolution.com. But you're thinking, how much can it be worth for only $5? And how much can you earn with that little investment? Here's the truth. 94% of all who joined AtHomeRevolution.com have stayed. 94%. With AtHomeRevolution.com, there's no stress, no talking to anyone,
unless you want to,
and no long-term contracts or commitments. Request free information at AtHomeRevolution.com. It's honest, easy, and true. AtHomeRevolution.com, the best home-based business in existence today for only $5 per month. Then a one-time $10 investment for advertising. One time. That's it. AtHomeRevolution.com. That's ATHomeRevolution.com. Say yes to residual income with AtHomeRevolution.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget... crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org and ask your legislator and ask your congressman and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. And get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org. And call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just two HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
And I think it really does make a difference.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Genesis.
Into love the God, into fear the flame, and to burn the crowd that has a name. And to write or wrong, and to meek or strong, it is known to scream from the wall. I will, I want, I will, I taught, I know, I'm an early boy. Now we won't be late. Hey, now we won't be scorned like that. Hey, now we won't be late. Hey, now we won't be scorned like that. It's the song that burns. It's the wheel that turns. It's the way.
Our guest tonight on American Now is Stephen Myers of StephenMyers.org. Stephen with a V, and Myers is M-Y-E-R-S, and also thepump.org. Stephen and his group are proposing that the Great Pyramid of Giza served as a water pump to turn a largely deserted or deserted area of what's now Egypt into a very lush irrigated area, and it was served as a large infrastructure piece rather than a giant tomb of the pharaohs. And Stephen's recently written a book called Lost Technology of the Great Pyramid. And Stephen, I was wondering if you could tell the listeners a little bit more about your book, and if they were to go to your website and order the book, like how large of a book is it? Is there, are there, I know for me, I like a lot of illustrations.
It has a lot of illustrations. It's about 350 pages and a lot of footnotes. People like footnotes, so. But there's illustrations on how the stones were moved and set in place, and illustrations of the water locks, and illustrations on the procedure that was used to move the largest stones, which is very interesting for people. And there's some just a whole bunch of stuff. There's information about how I got involved in this type of interest. Kind of an unusual interest, certainly. And they can go to Amazon.com. There's a number of reviews people can read. Also in Amazon.com, there's a link from our website at thepump.org to Amazon.com. So you can look inside. That feature is available. And get an idea what it's all about. And you can either order it there or go to any bookstore like Barnes & Noble, and if it's not on the shelf, they can get it for you. So it's been well-received, a lot of interest in it. Certainly, there's has a lot of information, and if anyone has any questions, they can contact me from our foundation's website about the book. And we're trying to, it's a new theory and a new idea that a lot of people haven't heard about. And one of the functions of our foundation is we're trying to educate people about this. We're trying to, there's a lot of, we've been getting emails from all over like the Navajo Nation that can't afford the book, and we're trying to get this book in libraries and high schools that would otherwise not be able to afford it. So we're trying to fund that project, getting the word out. We think that it's more important for young people to become familiar with this idea than stodgy professors. You know, their time is over. They're not going to change the world. But we want to get this book in every school district across the nation. And to do that, we're going to need some help in funding to get that done. So that's about the book. And again, go to Amazon.com and check it out.
And in relation to the foundation, you were talking about earlier when we first began the interview that you have volunteer positions as well. Is that correct? If people want to volunteer in some way, maybe on another, I'm assuming you're going to be going back. How do you choose people, or what type of people would you be looking for to go and do this research with you?
Well, we are certainly open-minded, obviously, and you know, anyone that has a similar interest can certainly contact us or want to find out what we're about. We need volunteers to help with our website and also with our book out. The next thing, we want to do some animations because it's very visual, many of the processes involved in building the Great Pyramid, and we want to use those animations to make like a YouTube video documentary. But we're going to use that documentary, of course, to get the word out, but also to pitch a deal to the networks to hopefully get a full-blown documentary going. And if someone wants to be involved in that entire process, that would help. We also need a person that's familiar with writing grants. Proposals, and we're trying to get some grants for some very specific projects, that type of thing. So there's a lot of things going on. We need help with funding our research facility with some tooling and materials to help rebuild this ancient technology, and we even need a digital projector for some of my lectures. That would really help me out a lot. We don't advocate people having a big stone pyramid in their backyard, but what we want is for people to use modern PVC pipe and polypropylene containers and valves, check valves, and some other things, and to use the technology and adapt it for our modern world.
Stephen, you mentioned something that, you know, the Egyptologists have not basically built this. They haven't done this. Are you doing this? Are you basically building a pyramid? Are you doing the methodology taken to the point of actually building a pyramid yourself, or at least doing these stones to the point where it's as close as you can get it to what the original builders did with the original pyramid?
Okay, in terms of cutting the stone and finishing the stone to extreme precision, we're not doing that because that is still a lost technology on how to do it. What makes our foundation superior to all of Egyptology is we know that the way they say it was done is impossible. It can't be done by hand. But much of the stone moving procedures have already been demonstrated millions of times using water, barges, and water locks. Like I say, the Erie Canal moved 70-ton payloads all the time. They did a number of processes using water locks to move stones higher than the Great Pyramid. The Erie Canal, from one end to the other, is higher than the Great Pyramid. So much of the stone moving technology has already been demonstrated thousands of times. The water pumping technology, which is the most important, is being redeveloped in our foundation, our facility. That's the most, let me put it this way, financially intensive activity that we're doing to build some custom enclosures that are quite robust, that type of thing. But we have volunteers for that, too. We have one guy who's a really excellent welder, and he is much more valuable than an Egyptologist would be. So, because he can actually do something. And we have some local people volunteering that way, and we have some people with the internet nationally and internationally that is very interested in what we're doing. There's a fellow in India that wants to translate my book and into, I don't know exactly what language, but we're talking with him and making it available in some other languages. So that's kind of interesting. And again, there's a lot going on with just a number of irons in the fire. I'm working on certainly on another book. You can't write just one book about the Great Pyramid. So there's more research with that can be compiled into another book, and I'm doing that too.
How will that book differ from this one? We've only got about 19 seconds here, but how, just very briefly, how will it differ?
Okay. This book is about how the Great Pyramid was built, my first book, and the next book will be about why it was built, and it will talk in detail about the water pump itself.
All right.
That's a significant difference.
And it sounds like it's definitely age-appropriate for what we're going through now. All right, America Now will continue after the top of the hour break with Stephen Myers.
I would climb any mountain, sail across the stormy sea. If that's what it takes me, baby, to show how much you mean.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450.